That's a good point. In the past, the quarterly reports are rather perfunctory. They're just a collection of the minutes of the motions that we've passed that affect the PNB and that they need to know about and act on. But I put this down because I thought it should be a much larger thing. We should be talking recommendations, observations, data, and try to pull together things from the various stations that individual supervisors may not mention. Yes, Jane.
The working group on member participation, that report is certainly one really important part of item
Absolutely.
B, policies and procedures necessary. I can see right now that there needs to be a working group on collating data and information from the 2006 elections. I can see that's something that's going to need to happen if we're going to have that in a report.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if we're going to consider it at the December meeting to be in a report to the PNB in January, a work group needs to be formed on that. So I think we can group some of these items and ask if some work groups can be formed to put a little meat in them, like that work group on the member participation did. But specifically, if I could, on item B, implementations of motions passed to date, I feel like that should be addressed within the context of each of these individual items.
I have a point of information here. Does anyone know the dates of the PNB meeting in January? Is it the last weekend, the 26th? 27th?
I think so.
Because our meeting would be the 21st. Our January meeting would fall on the 21st before that. So the timing gives us two meetings to write a report and edit it.
Yeah, I have it in my calendar, but I'm driving right now. And I know that I'm a director. I should know that. But maybe I can pull over because I have my calendar here. And,
Do keep at least one hand on the wheel, don't I?
Carolyn, Jane, I almost always agree with you, but I hope in this one instance of differing, you will agree with me, and that is, in terms of collating data from the 2006 elections, I think that should be done by Les Radke. That isn't something we did. That's not the job of this committee. But information such as what we just got about quorums in all five stations and the way the elections were conducted, that's information from the 2006 elections. And I think we've shared some of that just now, and we can perhaps revisit it even more in our next two meetings. And that wouldn't require a working group. It would only require that we take more information from the members of this committee and share that as a part of the report.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carolyn, no, Serena. Zach?
Yes, Jane and then Serena.
No, not me.
Oh, Serena, hello. Thank you. Go ahead.
Serena, did you want the stack or?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead please, Serena.
I was only going to say that the PNB meeting is January 26th through the 28th.
Okay, good. Thank you. That gives us some time. And it's in Houston, right?
Yes.
Houston.
Serene, are you next?
You're asking me or are you telling me?
I believe you were on the stack.
Okay. The local election supervisors, I know one of the problems we'd run into was that a report had not been part of their required work in the first round or maybe the second round, I don't remember. But is it now a part of their job description, or do we need to pay them extra, whatever it is, to cover the extra days they would need to write a report? Because I think it's fine for this committee to express, you know, a collective view on what has happened, but I also think that the people who actually were engaged in the work and were engaged to do the work should be allowed to share their firsthand findings. So what is the status? What is the job description? Anyone remember? Did it specifically include a written report?
I believe it does. I don't believe there were any parameters as to what was in it, and if you read the old reports, they were wildly different in their approach and their contents. So that's a thought. Perhaps we could ask for some sort of framework, uniform framework, so we'd have comparable sections. But, yeah, it is part of their job description.
So that less would be forwarding or creating the framework for them based on a framework that was used the last time, or has he been given a framework to do his report?
No, no one's given the national supervisor anything, I don't believe, unless the ED has and we don't know about it. But I don't know. I just know that there is one required of everyone, the national and the local supervisors.
That may be one of the recommendations we want to make in terms of asking them to frame the report in a way that is consistent nationwide. Okay.
Good suggestion. All right. That was A, and I think now the question of B, we want to go to C and D and leave B until later. Everyone agreed on that? Or? All right. Ted, you want to talk about C and D? Before we get into that, I did want to say that maybe those should be reversed. My feeling was that I would rather avoid a bylaws convention than not, and there are a lot of policies and procedures that if they were implemented would render some amendments unnecessary. But that may be just my fantasy, I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to suggest, if it's my turn to talk.
Go ahead, Tim.
I'm not going to suggest when and where, and I hope the working group on bylaws revision doesn't get into that issue, but rather is talking about what you say here, bylaws amendments necessary. The timing of the bylaws convention, I think, is way beyond the scope of this working group. I think that members of this committee should send an email to the committee or to me or both to guarantee that I get them as the convener of this working group. My email address is ted@llu.com. But bottom line is every member of this committee should suggest whatever they have in mind in terms of policies and procedures or bylaws. I don't think they necessarily have to identify whether it's one or the other, and we can sort of decide what it is, a bylaw or a policy and procedure, and we'll come back to the committee with a report. I don't think that we have to spend time tonight on these two items other than to do what I'm suggesting, which is to have the committee give this some thought and send it on to the working group.
Somehow I had thought of those as two separate committees because the distinction seemed fairly clear to me. You have some other opinions on that?
This is Harrison.
Yes, Harrison.
I'd just like to say that when the working group starts talking about bylaws amendments, one of the things that there seems to be some agreement on is that having our elections in November of election years, national election years, is the problem.
Yes, the schedule is certainly an obvious thing that must be changed in the bylaws.
Can we talk about that a little bit tonight?
Well, I want to set up a structure here, perhaps, before we get into the details. And how do we want to look at policies and procedures? In other words, should that be a separate group or work group or an individual, or should that be lumped in with the bylaws folks?
I have an opinion.
Yes, please.
I think that if the working group can look at them, that one working group can look at them together, and then after our next meeting, if we need to get more people involved, fine. But I feel like those are very closely related.
Okay. Any other opinions on that or thoughts? Well, then maybe that settles that, then. We've doubled the workload for the bylaws work group.
Actually, Carolyn, I don't think so. I think that you've if we're talking about changing a tire, we're not only talking about taking the bolts off the tire, but we're also talking about providing a jack. By having them both there together, we can put them into two different categories, but they do so much overlap that it will actually lighten our load
mm-hmm.
rather than make it more more arduous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Good thought.
Serene.
Yes, Serene.
We actually in New York in the the elections group, I think maybe about 3 years ago or 2 years ago, came up with a proposed timeline which is currently circulating among the governance committee. So I'll just forward that to you guys. That's what I was saying about not having, you know, two sets of people essentially investing a lot of time on the same thing. So it's
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll send that out later.
All right, good.
It's been an issue. In fact, I clearly remember raising it before they even adopted the bylaws, that we were running right into fundraising in terms of people needing to be on air, but it was seen as inconsequential. We see that clearly was not the case.
Serene, Shane, I have a question.
Yeah. Yes, Shane.
I mean, I remember when I was on the governance committee last year, we were talking about some revisions to the schedule, but I don't know, did we ever talk about moving it completely outside of the national election time
yep.
frame?
I don't remember if we did that on that committee or on that committee in that year or when.
Okay.
All my committee work is beginning to blur together, but it was discussed,
so,
and I'll send out the timeline.
So can you give me an idea of when?
I think
when people
maybe May or June or something. It's closer to a school board election is what I remember.
Because
but
I just want to throw something out for our group to, you know, give some reflection on, which is if we're looking at changing it from November to, say, May or June, are we talking about May or June of 2008 instead of November of 2007? Because this is what we came up, I remember this, what we came up with in the governance discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, it's just that if you're doing anything that's going to impact member rights, then you have to do X, Y, and Z. And so it sounded like if you change the time of the election.
The length of the term, essentially. It would affect
the length of the term.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think a little bit of more discussion about that tonight might at least air some of the issues for us all.
Well, I would like to come back to that. What I think though would be helpful is as we assign these issues or any other ones we think of to individuals or work groups, we also set a time for report back well before our next meeting. Our next meeting is a month on December 17th.
But Carolyn, that other working group is meeting on December 10th.
It's a meeting on the 10th, so could we have a report of what this work group thinks somewhere the week before, the 11th or 12th, before we meet, so that we can have it to consider and mull over instead of being presented with it at the meeting itself? In other words, it's only a week, I know, but even a few days in advance would help if we had some notes from the work group as to what you're considering.
Sure.
And some of the problems around this issue. I know it keeps coming up, but if someone could just state it succinctly that this is the problem with changing the timeline and here are some possible solutions, if that's the way you're going, I think that would be very helpful.
I don't think we have any choice but to give you a report of whatever we accomplish, but you want us to specifically address the timeline.
Well, no, whatever you accomplish is fine. I was just suggesting that we get it before the next meeting, which is short, as Jane pointed out. You're meeting on the 10th, and this committee meets again on the 17th. That's only a week, and the week before Christmas at that.
Harrison's going to be the secretary. No, he's not on the committee. Oh, shoot. We'll draft something as we work, I hope, and send it to the committee.
Good. I think that's where the e-list will come in handy. The next item, now, do we want to do B, implementations, or take Jane's suggestion and drop it to the bottom and go on to E, I guess, or whatever?
This is Ted. I've looked at this, and if I might speak to this very quickly.
Yes.
It seems to me that a lot of these items, F, G, H, I don't remember which ones, but a lot of them will fall under this whole thing of bylaws, amendments, and policies and procedures. The one that may not is the report on campaign violations, but that's a here and now. But you know, if coordination, I think coordination with management, if we're talking about it for the future, I don't know whether it's past or future, but if it's future, it comes under this working group dealing with policies and procedures. The same thing with the job description of that's a policy and procedure issue. Definition of staff membership is a policy and procedure issue. Revision of fair campaign practices is policies and procedures, and that's about it. So the only one we really need to deal with is reports about campaign violations, it seems to me. The others are dealt with in that working group.
If that is so, then that working group has too much to do, and I'd like to divide some of these issues, because some of these need some analysis, they need something in writing, people need to see an explanation of the problem, because a lot of people don't understand it. For instance, the addendum to the job descriptions of national and local election supervisors and support staff issues, I think that's a whole large work group. Maybe
Carolyn, is that any individual on this committee, and you might want to assign someone right now, is to send that on to the working group so we can encompass that in the work we're doing.
I'm going to suggest that that's overloading one group of that we're trying to keep small, like four or five people, especially since that group is going to also have to liaise with the coordinating with governance, and will probably be meeting out by the time they get to two or three of these items. Does anyone else want to suggest a different configuration of a work group to deal with some of these?
This is Jane. I think that your point, Carolyn, is very on target. And I think that perhaps G&H, definition of staff membership, and job description of national election supervisors, mm-hmm. those are really big. And they, I think that they could be fleshed out by another group.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Even though there'd be some overlap with that first working group, if that first working group knew that there was another group of people looking in depth at those two items,
All right. Does anyone want to work on that sort of group? I'm sorry.
For the staff.
And I see also that your F and J, revision of fair campaign practices.
Mm-hmm.
And reports on campaign violations are somewhat linked.
Yes, that's true. That could be a separate group. Are there any individuals who feel they would like to get the ball rolling and start framing the issue for us in a document, and then we can set up a work group? I'm sorry,
Hello?
Anyone speaking? Yes.
Yes, this is Serene. I'm trying to get on the staff with regard to G.
G, thank you. All right. Is there anyone who would? Yes. I was just asking if anyone wanted to frame this in a piece of paper.
I've been trying to get to that before you raised that point. So I'd like.
I didn't hear you. Go ahead, Serene.
That's fine. The definition of staff membership is actually contained within the bylaws. So while this committee might want to, pursue setting up policies for management to follow, which I thing they had done, the definition itself is quite clear.
Well, not according to the supervisor. Les Radke said they had a terrible time because there are some gray areas in there and they need to be clarified.
Well, I think, which is why I'm saying that may be a policy issue about how management and or unions, how management goes about identifying people at stations where there are no unions, but the definition of who is staff is already contained within the bylaws, and it is not something that the election committee is empowered to shift.
We're not empowered to shift anything, but we certainly can recommend, and I've been watching the difficulties that the supervisors have had defining staff, and it has been really very difficult. So I thought that was a large issue and really needed to be separated out.
Then I think the term might be clarification, not definition. The definition is in the bylaws.
All right. I'll change that word.
How about issues related to staff membership?
Yeah, I think clarification and
definition. How about membership categorization?
All right, you mean to enlarge it to include the listener problems? Yes, probably. That's a good point. It's not, the problems are not, the gray areas are not only related to staff. They will affect listener categories as well. The whole question of volunteers.
I would like to suggest, whatever you name it, that Serene be a part of this this working group or subcommittee.
I was just going to suggest that maybe she could write up a paper on the issue, and then that would get us rolling, and we could all either edit or at least have a basic document to discuss. Serene? Hello?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Oh. No more assignments. I'll be happy to join a committee, but I will not be... providing a report. I'm way backed up in my commitments right now.
Excuse me, wasn't there something from Terry about the...
There was reams of something from Terry.
Terry, lucky for us, you're still here.
Yeah, I'll join Serena on a work group on the issue.
All right, that would be good. I think it would be really helpful if the group sort of outlined what they saw their own tasks as, and then let the rest of us contribute as they wished, as the committee wishes. Does that sound reasonable? Rather than everybody.
Does it make sense for you to work with Terry on fleshing this out a little?
Yeah, that's fine. Can you guys hear me?
All right, yes, that's fine. Thank you. All right, so that is... done. Now
the secretary,
yes,
problem again. we have a working group that's dealing with the issue of with staff issues.
Staff
membership categorization. Membership categorization, right? Is that right or not?
Yeah.
And the members are Serene and Terry?
Yes, so far. All right, I'm moving along. F and J, I separated them because one is time sensitive and the other doesn't seem so. The revision of fair campaign practices would be for the future, and the reports about the violations was simply, I think what I had in mind was a request that the campaign violation decisions be printed up in one spot, and I know that Les Radke intended to do that, and there didn't seem to be a spot, a web page on each station or on the national website that could accommodate that, and perhaps they needed to be written up for publication. So at some point, that's all Jay was about, was getting all the campaign decisions, because then next year we can refer to them the way this year we referred to the ones from previous years. And I think once we build up a body of decisions, it'll be much easier for the next supervisor to look at the history of these decisions.
This is Jane. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So then would that be related to E, collating data and information?
Oh, yes, it could be part of that. You're right. They could be combined.
Uh-huh. As I understand, Ted's recommendation was that we rely on our national election supervisor for the lion's share of that item. Is that correct?
Well, my feeling about E was that we might have information that might not get into the final reports. Perhaps I'm wrong, and we should just wait for that until after we see the reports. That might make sense. But I was hoping that we could get the final decisions on the campaign violations posted rather quickly.
Carolyn, this is Ted. I just
like
to interject. I'm only talking about collating. I don't think an analysis of the data is his responsibility. If we feel we should analyze it, I'm all for it, but it's the actual assimilation of the data. I think that would be duplication of efforts.
Oh, and what would be just our collecting it?
The collating.
Collating it. Mm-hmm.
The, I don't know what collating means. I thought it means you put papers together, but an analysis of the data and information from the 2006 elections, once we receive the data from Les, is fine by me. But he can provide us with the data.
Mm-hmm. Can I make a comment about that?
Yes, go ahead.
The counting of the ballots here in D.C., I don't think it's going to occur until, I'm thinking December 15th. It's really, I mean, I just want to make you aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be busy for the next month. With, you know, what with the extensions in some cities and our delay, we're not probably going to get a very detailed report by our next meeting.
Well, if no one, if you want to wait on the local supervisors to do most of that analysis of data and information, and then
don't wait here.
The national supervisor logically would, I think, put it all together in his report, but if we see that it needs more work, we can certainly jump in, but that could certainly wait. E could wait. Don, are you want to get on the staff?
Well, I was just going to say one who took this responsibility on would probably have to just get a hold of Les and the local election supervisors and collect the data. I mean, I think it is their responsibility to put it out, and then we need to see if it's complete and if we need to analyze and so on. But, I mean, it seems like if we created any kind of a committee here, the thing they would have to do is just solicit all the information from Les and others. So I think we should just wait for them. They're mandated to eventually publish that, aren't they?
Yes, yes. It should be made public. Although, as you remember last time, there was a problem with that.
Yeah.
But I think the... all right, then we can postpone E. Jan?
Well, the second part of that, the information from 2006 elections, which is what everybody was beginning to report on tonight,
mm-hmm.
I think that it makes sense that this report from this committee going to the PMB in January, I think that at least if it touches on some of those items, you know, whatever, you know, however that is incorporated, I don't know if we need a working group on it
mm-hmm.
to compile the information that people were talking about tonight and add to it what people might
mm-hmm.
add later.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, maybe... we're certainly going to need a working group for the report. I don't think that I can get anything done until after final exams at my school, which will be ending, you know, by the 18th, I think, is my last day. So I'll have time over the break to work on a draft that then everybody else can supplement and edit for that issue, and maybe at that point we can decide if we need more data or we want to go that way or just skip it and wait for the supervisors to chime in.
Carolyn, point of information, are you
yes.
going to be in here in Houston to give that report?
Well, I'm going to try to come. You know, last time there was not time, and Dave Adelson suggested and everyone agreed that the reports would not be delivered in person. They would be submitted in writing, and that was somewhat disappointing because there was no time for Q&A. So this time I don't know if they're going to continue that or not, but I know there's a terrible time crunch, so it might be irrelevant whether I'm there or not, but I was hoping to be there.
I would like to suggest, if real brief, that
yes.
that I'm starting to believe that people in Pacifica don't read, and if this report is not given orally, key points will never be noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Don White here.
This is yes. Serene on the back.
Don and then Serene.
Richard.
Well, I absolutely agree with Ted on this. And I believe that that we of the PNB need a verbal report, and we need to spend some time analyzing this. I mean, this has been, for the most part, in many ways, a kind of a catastrophe. And so for us to receive written reports and act as though this is not one of the really, really pressing problems in the foundation and the network, I think is like we're ostriches, you know, with our head in the sand. So I will work very hard to insist that the election committee report be presented and that the PNB discuss it and so on in Houston. I think this is critically important.
I must say that I do think it's important that a member of the committee who is on the PNB do the presenting and the pushing, because it's going to take some arm twisting to get some time. But I agree with you, Don. Thank you.
It's I'm going to push. Mm-hmm. I'm going to push, but it'd be wonderful. I know that you go to these meetings at your own expense, but it would be wonderful to have you there, and Ted can certainly augment this, and many of the committee members can be a part of the report, and on the PNB itself, you know, I think it would be a gross crime against the foundation not to have a full review of what went wrong, what went right, and where the areas of concentrated attention need to be. So I will begin immediately to insist that in Houston, the PNB, here at the election committee report, certainly Les Radke should probably be there to make a report. I mean, this we just cannot go from election to election with this catastrophe each time.
All right, good point. Thank you. So are we...
I think I was on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry, Serene. Go ahead.
You, Carolyn. Thanks. I just wanted to remind people that because this is the first board meeting of the year, that the PNB's agenda is probably already overcrowded, and that it may be a better thing to try to get a special PNB meeting, even if it's by telephone, to actually discuss this maybe in February or so when things settle down somewhat. They will be doing their officers' elections and committee rep elections at that meeting. And we know that there's never enough time for everything anyway. So if it really is to be given some serious attention, it's probably not going to happen that weekend. That's just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll work to see if we can make it happen.
Anyone else on the stack here?
Yeah, Richard.
Richard.
You know, I understand what Serene said, but I think this is so important. If we wait till February meeting, we're getting behind the curve for the next election coming up. Secondly, I think it really needs to be discussed at a public meeting where people are there, so that, you know, people can have their public comments about it, and so on. Because otherwise, you know, the phone meetings, I mean, a few of us listen and keep track of what's going on and try to, you know, keep people's feet to the fire, but the public meetings are the ones where there's a chance for, you know, more input. And I really agree that this needs to be gone over. I would also ask, Don, could you, I don't know if this happens, but I don't think it does. Could the report be posted on the website, on the Pacifica website, so that...
Well, I see no reason why it shouldn't be or couldn't be.
Right.
It's a report of a committee of the PNB.
Right, so that, you know, that whatever's said in there can get as wide a dissemination as possible, so that, you know, that's isn't that what Pacific is about, getting ideas out to people?
Well, hopefully.
Well, this
what
is
what our radios
are
supposed to be about.
Yeah.
So in our own governance, I think we ought to, you know, really work hard to do the best we can with that.
I think this was one of the issues that came up when we first talked about a workshop on promoting member participation. There is still no central location where the minutes of every LSB meeting are posted, and where even the committee minutes should be posted. If we have minutes, they should be posted. And I think that if we had a central place that we could refer people to, you know, give them a URL, this was discussed here, this was discussed there. I know that having the KEWG website with a hyperlink index so that I can search the bylaws is absolutely marvelous. I actually use them, you know, and I think that really helps a lot. So maybe one of the things we need to stress is communication.
KEWG.
It's the KPFK Elections Working Group, and it's kewg.org. There's bylaws, there's an explanation of STV, and some information about the elections on that page. It's very useful.
Carolyn, this is Ted. May I speak
yes,
briefly?
Mm-hmm.
I think that if Serene is right, and I hope she's not, but if she's right, then we ought to use public comment time for those of us who are not on the national board to try to get as much of the report in as possible.
Sounds
and
good.
At
mm-hmm.
the same time, show our dismay of the national board for not allotting time on the agenda other than public comment.
Okay, it sounds very good. So we will, I'm trying to think of how to formulate the next step here. We need to start to write and share some information that we think we need on this. And we've agreed, have we, to leave the collating data information until after the reports come in? Does that seem reasonable, or do you want to do something about that before?
Are you talking about the facilitation of election violations and so on?
No, I was just talking about E, the collating of data information from the election. The campaign violations are something else, and maybe that
yeah.
we need to address that. Does someone want to set about collecting those from various stations? It would mean contacting the supervisors, I imagine, and less, and getting in writing the gist of decisions. I think they should be up. They form sort of a body. I suppose we're going to get to a body of precedents and law.
I have a question on, with regard to this, and I've got my question is, if a campaign violation, if someone feels that a violation occurred and they do not agree with either the ruling of the local election supervisor or the national election supervisor, are they plumb out of luck other than going to court? Or is there a role for the national board in overturning decisions of either the local or the national, well, actually, ultimately the national election supervisor?
Can I answer that?
I would
yes,
love it.
Please.
I would love it.
Well, my opinion is this. The responsibility for administering these elections has been taken out of the hands of elected governance and has been placed in the hands of the National Election Supervisor, and that he is a virtual czar. So here in Los Angeles, there were several times when he ruled or the local election supervisor ruled. You're right. People could file a court suit or something. But the national board is not like the Supreme Court looking at what the supervisors do. They basically have been given by the bylaws a pretty much control, and mm-hmm. they can impose discipline and penalties and do what they want.
Thank you. That's what I thought was true. I've gotten heat from people for saying that I haven't done all I could to assist them when I don't think there's anything other than a court.
There's no recourse.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Harrison again with secretarial problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out what our decision was on a couple of points.
Mm-hmm.
About the report of the committee to the PNB, we've decided that the chair will draft. We're going to share information, and is that the extent of our decision?
That the chair will draft a report and pass it around for editing and so on.
Okay.
Did we agree to a time frame? I think my time frame is a little limited, but I can certainly collect ideas and so on from that.
And so you'll draft a preliminary draft or an outline.
Yes, I'll do that.
And then there'll be an email discussion, and then we'll take it up again at later meetings?
That sounds reasonable to me.
Don White here?
Yes, Don.
Yeah, well, I think to help the chair and to facilitate this, that each of us who has a strong opinion about a recommendation, as I have put forward earlier in this meeting. I want to make a strong recommendation that a station person be identified early as that person who's obligated to help the local election supervisors facilitate what they need to make this election work. So I would then email that to Carolyn. She would enter it into a report. Then if a majority of the committee feels that is not a legitimate recommendation, then it would be struck. I mean, but I think that process could be that those of us who have strong feelings about some recommendations could send them to Carolyn. So
that would be really helpful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then
I would like to disagree, and I'm trying to make Carolyn's job a whole lot easier, and I'm not trying to circumvent what Don is saying. But I think that rather than do that, you should send your suggestion to the working group regarding both bylaws and policies and procedures. It can come out of that and be brought to the committee. Carolyn's job should be to pretty much take Harrison's report from this meeting and form it in the form of a... Actually, I don't even know that you need to do that. I think Harrison's report of this meeting should be essentially the report of the committee, and that should do it, along with all the working groups.
I would like to suggest that we're not going to have longer than 3 hours, and that sure seems like a lot to be shoving into 3 hours.
Maybe you're right. Maybe she needs to summarize and hit the key points.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I hear voices. Serene, yes. Is anyone else on the
stick? Don, in fact, just and earlier repeated a suggestion that I had made on a call about a month ago, and Les Radke Les Radke, in fact, enthusiastically agreed with me that such a support person was needed, and I expect that will be part of his report. I have no problem with including it in our report as well, but. You know, it is something that I raised like 2 months ago, and I think Radke.
Oh, great! I didn't remember that. I compliment you for bringing it up then, because it's a key issue.
I think we need
to put it in our report.
I don't think that repetition hurts on some points. So I do think that it's very hard, and when we sort of assess the job that people have done, I would like us to keep. You know, throughout any report that we write, to keep two things in mind, that the work of staff people, both paid and unpaid people, has been affected by the bylaws without, and again, I say this, although I do not have the time to commit to getting it in time for this report, it is something I intend to get to. There are a number of ways in which how you do your job has changed that have not been summarized and presented to staff, so that they're not going to read through 52 pages to say, okay, oh, I need to be doing that differently or the other thing differently. You know, so I do think that is something that maybe we can take on, but someone needs to take on, and I'm going to try to at least begin it. That's one of my New Year's resolutions. The other thing that we need to keep in mind is that both the local and national elections supervisors come into for a Peace and Justice network a very contentious process where people are often behaving at their worst, and they are somehow supposed to extract from us our best qualities and help us to present it in a way that makes sense to listeners. And that doesn't always work really well, but we need to try to be critical in terms of assessing the behavior, but not attacking in terms of how we respond to either the people who we hire on a temporary basis or our permanent staff. That's it for me.
Okay. Anyone else have a comment on that?
I just want to make sure that I've got something for the minutes here.
Right.
Have we agreed that the chair shall collect recommendations from members of the committee regarding the committee's report to the PNB for this committee's discussion at our next meeting?
Yes, I think so. And we agree on another work group. You have the policies and procedures and bylaws work group?
I have on the bylaws work group is this statement of its purpose and the members who have volunteered.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There's another issue maybe I should discuss. Did we decide to leave the collecting of information about the elections until after the election supervisor's report?
I thought that was pretty much the general consensus. Do we need to talk about that anymore? Am I correct, or did I misinterpret that?
Terry? Yeah. An actual inventory of all of the election supervisors' rulings regarding campaign violation complaints are not likely to be in the report on the elections. And I think maybe if the committee chair just indicates to the NES that that's something we would like, that might speed it along on a separate route than the actual elections report.
All right. Yes, we would put them all in one place. The model last time was that the individual supervisors put out reports and they were collated into the national supervisor report, who gave a framework to it, but they were quite disparate, and no one, I don't see any attempt to collate all of that from station to station to compare, for whatever it was worth. So, yes, I will certainly get in touch with Les and ask about that. So that takes care of Jay Harrison, if that's all right.
Okay, I'm not doing
exactly
very well.
Exactly, how do you dispense with that?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Harrison.
Excuse me, we're like at a stop sign, going into it. I'm just saying that I'm not keeping track of the letters very carefully. I'm just trying to keep track of the decisions that we've reached.
This is the report on campaign violations, and that was
and what I've got about that is the chair agreed to contact the NES for a collation of decisions regarding the elections violations.
Correct. Now, the vision of the Fair Campaign Practices is something separate, and I think does anyone want to take point on just collecting statements from every station and then putting it in one big document so we could at least kick it around and decide what to do with it? I don't know whether that should be a work group. Or
I have a feeling that it ought to be. This is Harrison. I think the issues that Richard Phelps brought up are difficult, and I think they're also important. And I think we should, I think one person would be apt to come up with something that would be, I think it needs a bigger, wider discussion. There's similar but different experiences in different stations, and and if we gather up, everybody's got their favorite horrible thing that happened in their election, and I think if we looked at a bunch of those, we might see some common ground that where some improvements could be made.
Point of information.
Yes.
How much time did we allocate to this item? How much of it have we used?
I'm afraid we did not. I had allocated 60 minutes to A and B, and we've gone well over that.
Well, the thing is that we're covering it all. We're almost done with the whole item, and it's only been 50 minutes so far.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm glad you're keeping
I think
down.
That's true.
Good. All right.
I'm just curious to know approximately. I have to rely on some people for some things, and I'm wondering how much longer this meeting will last.
Well, we could decide, to take this up again at the next meeting, or we could work on email on some of these. I'm concerned about the... what did we decide on staff membership?
Terry.
We've got a work group.
A two-person committee. Okay, so that's done.
So then the big one is job descriptions of national election supervisors.
And support staff issues, yes. That is, and now that I'm thinking about it, maybe we should solicit some advice from the supervisors before we jump into that one on what they would like to see changed about the way they were asked to work.
Now, was I right that the members of the Committee on Categorization were Terry and Serene?
Yes, that is right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great idea, Carolyn. You need a person who's going to put out the message to these folks, but I think that would take us a long way towards getting the job done.
Don White here.
Volunteer for that?
Don here, Don White?
Yes, Don. Uh-huh.
Am I on? Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I was distracted for just a moment. I'm interested in this issue. Is this the job description and support staff issues and so on?
Yes.
Is that what we're... and the thing that we need is to solicit from whom information about this? What was the suggestion?
Well, the suggestion was that we ask people... I'll speak about what I know in New York, the question of vetting the staff lists. Somehow... everyone except the local election supervisor thought that it was the local election supervisor's job to make sure that the lists were valid and clean, and that meant a great deal of work.
It meant
the kind of cleaning that should have been done over the summer and last year, and good database management, which was lacking, and it meant a great deal of work. And the question is, who decided whether it was or was not part of the local supervisor's job? And I think it wasn't spelled out clearly enough, evidently, because there was some contention. So that's the kind of thing I mean. Maybe we need to find out what the bare spots were, what needs to be tightened up, and the allocation of responsibility.
Right.
I'd like a suggestion to expedite this, and that would be that we get one person in each of the signal areas to request that the local election supervisor send what they think of the job description and what changes ought to be made, and it all ought to be sent to Carolyn and the person from Houston who would contact the local election supervisor, if she is willing, would be Melinda.
Well, that's a good thought, except Don,
actually,
I don't think Don was finished. I think let Don finish his thought, and then Serene or Melinda.
Well, with regard to Ted's proposal, I would be glad to play that role at KPFK. But I was also thinking this item is job description / support. You may recall at the Walnut Creek PNB, I raised fairly strongly with Les Radke that I did not believe that he had the infrastructure and the support to do this job. And he was not receptive. He said, no, that's not the problem. But it was the problem, because the horrible problems with lists have to be addressed in a very labor-intensive way. I would be more than happy to take on the support system issues that I think need to be in place before we have another election. And also, I would play the role at KPFK in asking Casey Peters to, to file a report with his... He's going to be actually writing a report, but on this specific issue, I could... I could play a role at KPFK in soliciting this input from Casey Peters.
I see that issue tied up. I'm sorry, someone else was speaking.
Yes, I'm on the track.
Jane, go ahead, Jane.
I think that while I appreciate different people offering to do it, I think that because we want to get the same kind of information, and because, frankly, because the local election supervisors report to the national election supervisor, that as busy as Les is, that this request or instruction needs to come from him, and that what this subcommittee or working group or whatever, whoever, we call ourselves for this purpose, can do is to formulate a set of questions and issues that we would like the reports to cover, and send that to Les. And that can include, how would you change your job description? What kind of training did you receive, before and during the process? What would have worked? What do you think might have worked better? Those kinds of things. I think we can create a list of questions, send it to him, but to him to then send on to them. I don't know what the end date was in terms of the contract that these folks signed. I'm assuming that in most cases, once, the election results have been announced, that their jobs may be over, except for whatever, quote, extra assignment they may have with regard to writing. And Carolyn, I know you said you believe it is part of their job description. I hope so, because I think it's important. But I don't think that we should send out five different people to have five conversations with five local election supervisors. I think there are some things that we want to make sure everyone is clear about in terms of what we request and what we get back.
This is Ted. Carolyn?
Yes. Is anyone else on the stack who hasn't spoken on this? It's such a large issue. Go ahead, Ted.
To quote Serene about the value of repetition, I would like to suggest that if any member of the committee, Serene said a little while ago that she doesn't have the time to put any more stuff on her plate. The only question I think that needs to be raised is, how would you revise your job description? And that question should be asked by all five people representing all five stations. If we want to let less know that we're asking this question of the election supervisors and we would like him to reinforce a response from them, that would be great. But to create layer upon layer of bureaucracy rather than just having Don in L.A. and Melinda in Houston and three other people go to these election supervisors before their jobs are over and before it's too late would be to perhaps defeat the whole purpose of this. So I think we should jump on it tomorrow with five people at five stations asking these supervisors, but we should let Les know, as Serene suggested, as to what we're doing and try to get his support.
I think that that's a very good idea, but I also think Serene's idea of parallel questions to each person. I see perhaps person-to-person interviews plus some extra questions that the individual interviewers are interested in asking.
Then I would suggest that anybody on this committee who has any questions, they run it through you. If you think they're bad questions or too time-consuming, you have the carte blanche to nix those questions or to dialogue with the person who's presented it to you. But if we don't move quickly on this, these people are going to be out of jobs, and we're not going to have the right to ask them anything.
Well, I would rather let Don do that. Don, are you interested in being point on that and organizing whatever method you think will work best? You've got several suggestions here.
I get a little confused. Are you talking about in all five or just the KPFK signal area?
Well, no, I think all five. I think someone needs to organize the approaches and the questions, perhaps, and then collate the answers and make something coherent out of them. I don't know if you want to.
Do you want same questions to everybody?
Well, that was one of the suggestions. I thought that was not a bad idea. And then, of course, there would be individual questions that you might have of your supervisor that I might not have of mine. You know.
Here's one. Could I just make? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Calling me. No.
Terry hadn't spoken, but I would like to speak whenever you guys are done.
Yes, Terry, Dawn, and then Serene. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, in the discussion about finding out about job descriptions, I think members may have missed the value in Serene's suggestion in getting committee input to the supervisor's written report. If this elections committee coordinates over email through the chair to get a certain set of questions delivered to local election supervisors through the national election supervisor before the preparation of the written reports, then we can, in that way, get some standardized reporting happening when those written reports are provided. I thought that was very valuable from Serene.
All right. Don?
Well, I believe a fundamental question that we need to pose and then act on is, when their jobs end and before new supervisors are hired, what needs to be done by the foundation and the network to get lists up to snuff, to clean lists, and so on? So my own view is not only the job description of supervisors, but what supervisors need to inform the foundation about is, look, between the end of the election and before you even hire new election supervisors, done in every Signal area to make sure that these lists are cleaned up and so on. It cannot wait until election comes around. So they need to make very strong recommendations, because you know what? A lot of them have been telling me, well, two of them, have been telling me, we had no idea when I took this job. I had no idea that the situation was so critical and so horrible. If I had known, I probably would not have taken this job.